Big adjustment for tobacco. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. The elimination of the tobacco support program is also bringing the quick elimination of a lot of tobacco acres. Gary Crawford has this national report.
Well, after more than 60 years, we have seen the government's tobacco program go up in smoke this year. And with that, plus the tobacco buyout program, we are this spring about to see
an incredible decline in acreage.
Agriculture Department tobacco analyst Tom Capehart says farmers have told USDA they'll cut acreage by 22%.
Tremendous drop, the lowest acreage since the 18th century for a U.S. tobacco. And given average yields, that should produce a crop that could be 200 million pounds below the previous year. Growers and producers are feeling their way through the new situation. Buyers are doing the same thing. Prices are around $1.40, $1.50 a pound, which is less than they were with the program. Not quite as low as some had predicted, but it does put us in a better position for exports.
And even before the tobacco program ended, for last year's crop, exports were up 5%.
So that's a bright spot. And a lot of that was burley, an increase in burley exports. And world demand for burley has been high because of production of American blend cigarettes, which use burley. And while the international market has been able to supply the flu cure that's needed, U.S. burley is in demand.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, Tennessee's burley tobacco farmers are just starting to plant their estimated 19,000 acres this year. That's down 24%, the lowest level since 1922. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.